Tuesday night, Orlach of Zion Adar, Halachos of Mechiris, Halachos of Mechiris. Okay, so the Tzura, as we mentioned a few days ago, 2 days ago to be exact, the Tzura of the way we clean our houses and then do Bedikas Chometz or Yudalid is quite different than the picture one gets from the Gemara and from Halacha. Talks about, well, maybe on Yud Gimel it would be a good idea to clean your house up a little so that you can be buying the chametz properly early Yudalid. He said they had one or two rooms and they didn't have so much junk laying around, and v'chulu v'chulu. So now, how do you deal with the cleaning that we do for the weeks leading up to Pesach, to Orli Yudalid? So there's, I'm going to say two mahalchim. That's not the only two mahalchim that there are, but these are the two mahalchim that I think are the most lemaisa that you should implement. One is to tell your wives, or you if you're doing some cleaning. Obviously many people are, because they're not here now. They're either in Yesh shopping for Pesach already, or they're cleaning the house for Pesach. I don't know what else they're doing. So you tell your wives to have in mind that they're doing a Bedikas Chometz. Usually, I mean, the Or HaNer is Mekuyim with the light in the room. Usually, if there's closets where, you know, they're going into the closet, and a chanami, for that you would need a flashlight, or you would have to make there's a sufficient source of light for that. But most poskim allow the light of the room for even early Yudalid. So you're doing your Bedikas Chometz. If you're doing it in the daytime, Achsadra La'oyron of Dekes, or there's the light in the room, or you could use a flashlight maybe for the corners of the closet. But you should have in mind, you're doing Bedikas Chometz. Obviously, you're not making a bracha. And the Bedika takes a long time with our houses, with all the junk we have. So you're starting before, and you can make a bracha early or dalid. And, you know, and that's the whole thing, is Bedikas Chometz. And maybe according to that, you should leave over early or dalid. So with that mahalach, so maybe we'll just say that the 10 pieces put out are me'ikar hadin, not just a minig, because really the house is by then boduk already, for the most part, or completely. So the 10 pieces will be me'ikar hadin, and they should put it out, like the kids should put it out, and you don't know where it is. So you're talking of doing a bedikas chometz for the 10 pieces of bread that are scattered around the house, and you don't know where it is. Make sure they write down where it is, because you don't want to have to look through the whole house for chametz, do you? So you look through that. That's what I do. The kids put out 10 pieces of bread. It's a big game. I don't have kids anymore. Wait a second. Yeah, and it's a big game, and we have for the last 30 years all the sheets of paper saying where the chametz is, and the tati has to find the 10 pieces of bread, and that's a real bedikas chametz. You're making a bracha. So that's one mahalach, that the bedikas chametz is now, and you're really mekayim mitzvahs bedikas chametz from now, and early adalah you're making the bracha, and make the 10 pieces serious, just in case you need that, and that's one mahalach. Another mahalach is, and Shlomo Zalman takes this mahalach, he feels in Svara, the early adalah is like your final check. And you're saying, did you check the medicine cabinet? Did you go through the top drawer in the closet? Did you do this? Like, it's your final rundown checklist.
So could and you sit at the desk and go?
Theoretically. It's not practical. The way to do it is to walk around the house and to examine every nook and cranny and saying, oh, did you remember to check where you put the shoes, you know? You remember to look in there, and who cleaned this closet? And that's like a final, what's it called? Seker? Is that the word in Hebrew? Seker?
Service.
Nobody knows Hebrew, man.
Service.
What?
Service.
Skira. That's the word I'm looking for. Your final skira, and that's it. And then you make a bracha on that, and that's like our bedikas chametz. Shlomo Zalman says those are the two mahalchim I'm aware of. And Kolech Ramah coming over, B'Shalom. Of course, if you want to just leave Cheerios all over the house, you could always do that, yeah.